AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, rocking with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. Tons of NBA games tonight. Some really good college basketball games, a few hockey games. We'll do a lot of football as well. Week 14 starts tomorrow night. Steelers and the Patriots. I guess at some point we're going to try to figure out the SGP for that game. Should be a lot of fun. The total of flat 30 right now. Very intriguing. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college football. The one and the only Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Fast and loose.
Oh, boy.
Going out it again. NBA, baby. Minus the five. Bulls were coming right out of the
I can't believe you went to the Bulls.
Fast
come on.
That's
just, we knew
old
you were going to do that today,
old
too.
Old school. Tony Kukoc, Steve Kerr, Jordan, Pippen. Old school.
Yeah, me and Coach thought you were going to pick the Bulls when we went over to games today on Coast to Coast. We're like, you know that Lisi's going to be on the Bulls tonight. 5-point favorites against the Hornets. I'm on Charlotte, Joe, with the five. They're in Chicago.
I don't like you. I just don't. I'm on Kobe White for three threes. Terry Rozier for three.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the Two. Joe Lisi. And Joe is knee-deep in NBA action tonight. He's on the Bulls and the Hornets, which is going to tip in about 5 minutes here in Chicago.
Yeah,
what else, Joe? Read the laundry list again, what you got in this Bull-Hornet game.
The laundry list cover up Bulls, but I might alter Bulls. I'm on Kobe White, three threes. Terry Rozier, three threes. DeRozan for 30-plus. Bulls minus the five, but heck, I'm going to alter it up to seven. I feel sure it's a principal play tonight. Bulls, old school. That's right, I said it. Principal crypto. Principal crypto. Double-digit win.
Principal crypto play. Oh, geez. Not me, Joe, that's for sure. Not me at all.
You know you know what the problem is? You're afraid to go fast and loose.
Yeah, Wednesday's like, honestly, Joe, it's like the day of the week for me that it's almost like the day of rest, you know? Because Thursday through Monday now are just... They're just cranking at such a high level. And then last night I was involved because we had those two NBA games with a little juice on the line. So it's today's like a day to. You know, I'm not completely sitting it out, but I'm also not. I'm not that running to the window with anything spectacular here tonight.
Bulls That's minus sure. the 7.5 plus 130. I altered it.
Bulls like the worst team in the NBA against the spread this year, Joe. You know that. And you're asking them to cover a number.
Let me alt it. You see, they're afraid.
I got the Spurs and Minnesota on first. That's the first thing that popped up on my TV.
What?
I got the Spurs in Minnesota on for you. A little slow start here in the first quarter.
All right, a fast and loose. There we go. DeRozan.
Here's what else is happening,
30.
Joe. Yeah, DeRozan for 30. Sixers actually down at the half to Washington.
That's not good.
Wizards up 62-60 right now. Sixers minus 5.5 live. Pistons lead the Grizzlies 56-52 at the half. Cleveland hammering Orlando as they're getting close to halftime, 59-42. Hawks up one on the Nets, 26-25. With 3 minutes left in the first quarter. So scoring is just off the charts there. 249.5 the live total. 34-30 Heat lead the Raptors. And this game, like I just told you, 16 up between the Spurs and the T-Wolves. They're still in the first quarter in Minnesota. You have the Bull Hornet game that you just mentioned. Thunder Rockets also starting momentarily. Jazz and Mavs at the bottom of the hour. 11.5 for Dallas. And then late night, Joe, Portland and Golden State and Denver and the Clippers. We talked about this on C2C today on Coast to Coast. I know that you weren't with us, unfortunately. But we were trying to figure out. Denver was at the Clippers. What was that, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Joe? There was no Joker, no Murray, and no Aaron Gordon. They were getting 11.5, and they won the game outright. So tonight, Joker's playing, and everybody's back, and yet the Clippers are one-point favorite. Can you figure that one out, Joe?
No, not really. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to take Kawhi?
I think the Clippers are going to win the game is what I think.
Want to take Kawhi?
Kawhi, it's amazing. Like, it's either a subpar night or he goes for 30-plus. There's, like, there's no in-between with him this year. Let me give you the numbers, Joe, lately with him. Now, another thing to factor in tonight, all these teams have had several days of rest as well. So you should get some good minute counts from these guys. Let's see here, Joe. What's Kawhi done lately? Got the game log out. He had 20 against the Warriors, 23 against the Warriors, and then he had 34, 31. He had 31 against Denver that last game. That was actually Monday the 27th. So a week and a half ago, that was the game they lost when Joker didn't play. Kawhi at 31. Those are actually, Joe, and he had 38 opening night against the Lakers. He's only got three 30-point games this year. You want to go after it?
Kawhi. I mean
you talk about volume. He took 26 shots that night against Denver. He was 10 for 26 from the floor. Volume play, Joe.
Volume play?
Volume play. What do they got him for 30? What do you get Kawhi at?
Hang on.
Plus 390.
So what do you want to do? You want to do just Kawhi with what?
I didn't say with anything. I was just going to say let's just play Kawhi for 30.
It's a volume play.
Well, I mean, he took 26 shots against them 2 weeks ago.
Is he going to take 26? I mean, let's take Paul George, 5 threes.
Yeah, I don't want any part of him.
No?
No, but that is way... He's
juiced over 2.5.
Way too inconsistent for me.
All right, I'm taking 5 threes. You know what?
Have a blast.
Talk me into it. 5 threes for George and Kawhi. You're going to take him for how much?
30.
All right, let's do it. I'm in.
What about the Joker?
Joker 25.
Joker 25 is like minus 300. Heavy chalk for you there. All right, we're just getting going here on a Wednesday night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! Then we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. To the minute. And we're here. All right, Joe, not only do we have the NBA going on, there are some college basketball games. And I know how, quote-unquote, fast and loose you've been with these lately. except for Providence last night, of course. That didn't go very well. But Penn State leads Maryland 35-34. At about 16 minutes to go in the game there. Maryland minus 4.5 live. I liked Penn State with the points, Joe, before the game.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And they're hanging around. Who else do we got of some significance here tonight? Who do we got, Joe? There was a couple good ones. Memphis and VCU tied at 38 early in the second half. St. John's was laying 21.5 to Sacred Heart tonight out at Carneseca. And guess what, Joe? They're up 21 at half.
Wow.
See if they can finish the job with that one. Texas and Marquette are underway. They're 11-9. Texas leads Marquette. That is the game of the night, Joe. Of course, Shaka Smart facing his old team. And that's a good Marquette's been very good. You know, they beat Kansas and UCLA out in Maui. I know they got whacked by Wisconsin last week, but they've got really good games that they've played so far this year. I like that Marquette team.
I liked them, I thought, in the tournament, and then they let me down, too, so.
Everybody let you down, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I like teams with bigs. Give me a team with nice bigs.
Now, if these were college football games tonight, Joe would be real excited, but we have some rivalry games just on the basketball court. South Carolina visiting Clemson tonight.
Oh, great game.
12-9 South Carolina leads early in. They're just getting going. They're 5 minutes in. And the backyard brawl, basketball style, is Pitt and West Virginia. Tip at 9 o'clock East, Joe.
No, I got to get involved in that.
You do. That's, I think that you do have to get involved in that game.
Let me look at the number. Pitt
minus 3.5. Yeah.
Let me look at the analytics on it. Hang on.
Get the numbers, Joe. Run the numbers.
All right, let me just see here.
Low total, 138.5.
Yeah, it's a blue-collar game. That's all glass. Jerome Lane, old school. I'm going to lay it.
Okay. DePaul visits Texas A&M also at the top of the hour. Speaking of Texas A&M, Joe, you talk about jumping off the ship.
They got Colin Klein today.
Yeah, and about half the team left.
Because of Colin Klein?
I have no idea, but I saw several of their big-time guys went for a walk. Let me give you the exact rundown here. Let's see, Joe, who went headed for the door. Texas defensive lineman Walter Nolan has officially entered the transfer portal. There's a few more. Texas A&M defensive back Tyreek Chapel has entered the transfer portal. Let me keep going, Joe. There's more.
Keep going, guy. Keep going.
There is more. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw this. Aiden Childs, quarterback for Oregon State, he's following Jonathan Smith to Michigan State.
Yeah, he was an underclassman. So then now they have no quarterbacks.
Yeah. Let me get you the rest of the Texas A&M damage. I told you Chapel, the cornerback. Let me see here, Joe. I told you Walter Nolan. Oh, defensive back Bryce Anderson. He says he has not hit the transfer portal. Interior lineman Chase Bisontis has entered the transfer portal. True freshman All-American this year. Geez, Joe, I mean, this is just nonstop. Florida State tackle Bless Harris enters the transfer portal. Florida edge rusher.
It happens.
Jeff Sims in the portal? He's got more eligibility? Jeez.
I know.
Gunnar Gundy leaving his dad?
He's gutless. Can't win a Big 12 championship. If Pops can't take it home, you know what? Chop him.
Brock Vandegrift going to Kentucky.
He's trying to follow in the footsteps of Devin Leary, Terry Wilson.
Texas A&M tight end Jake Johnson plans to enter the transfer portal. A lot of Texas A&M, Joe. A lot of Texas A&M.
You want to back your boy Elko in year one? He's got to weed out the garbage. Weed it out.
Defensive lineman LT Overton plans to enter the transfer portal from Texas A&M. Well, how many names is that, Joe? Five or six? How many names did I give you from Texas A&M? That was all today.
I zoned out. I don't know.
Dante Moore has been in communication with Michigan.
He sucks. Let me just
Michigan.
Ah, please, Dante Moore. What about the three picks? Two were pick sixes against Oregon State. I mean, get real, Dante Moore. Dante Moore. He couldn't play well on the road. That's a sign he's gutless. No good. Chopped.
Transfer portal's where all the news is, Joe.
What do you want to do with this transfer portal? What do you think? I think we should close it up. It's getting ridiculous now.
Yeah,
starters are leaving their respective schools because they think they're actually going somewhere good.
And I know that this really grinds your gears, because just like with most things in college football now, you are one of the people who loved the bowl games for more than just the gambling aspect of it. You felt that it really embodied the pageantry and the passion of college football
right.
for all those
who
years.
And someone is like you has to be happy. So congrats.
I'm not happy, but I mean now it's really the chickens have come to roost here, Joe. I mean this is the bowls are an absolute joke now.
Oh, well, congrats, Carver. This is expansion, and this is NIL, and this is what the new guys want. So congrats.
It's professional football. It's professional football now.
Yeah, professional football. Nothing matters but the almighty dollar.
That's it.
You're a glutton. You're a pig for wanting this in terms of college football. You killed
12-team playoff, baby. Nobody will even know the bowl games are happening next year.
You killed the last pure thing as it related in college and professional sports. You killed it. Congrats.
Hey, dude, next year.
Put your top hat on now.
Next year, do teams that lose in the first round of that 12-team playoff, do they still get to go to, like, you know, the Gasparilla Bowl or the Outback Bowl, or are they just done?
Congrats. You absolutely killed the whole program. That's it. You smashed it.
I mean, I didn't do anything.
You took a sledgehammer like you do, and you smashed it. Congrats. You did a great job.
Yeah, not my doing, Joe. You knew this was coming for college football.
You knew the bill
was eventually going to come, and now you got to pay it.
All the gluttons that want their stuff, you know, congrats, you got it. You got it. You got your wish. That's it.
This bothers you. You used to care, but you're like, the Sun Bowl, just no juice.
I'm still going to watch it and bet the over. But I have
we're
no
still going to bet these games. We're stupid because of who's going to be playing in all these games. Like, the Orange Bowl is going to be like a spring game between Georgia and Florida State. I mean, it's just... It's such a bad product. Right? Am I wrong?
No. It's going to look great on the screen.
Glorified scrimmage is what that game's going to be.
It's going to look fantastic on the screen with the unis.
I'm sure it is. All right, Joe, we'll come back. We got a lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. More on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. 159. Great to have you aboard here. With us. All right, Joe. How are the Bulls doing for you here out at the start?
I don't know. I didn't check.
They're up 3, 20-17 with about just under.
Fast and loose. Come out. Well-oiled machine. Pumping 3.
This is what they needed. They needed 4 or 5 days off, and now they're free focused.
That's it. Well-oiled machine, Carver. Look at this. Kobe White, 1-3.
Forgiveness? I'm looking for the Bulls to cover the spread.
Love it, Matias. That's right. Smash them. Smash. 22 points. DeRozan has nothing.
Well,
he must be a facilitator tonight.
This is your thing. You get greedy. You see, you can't just take the Bulls you got to add on like all these little pieces to it. You know, you got to try to. It's like you're. Look at this guy Wembanyama. He loves chucking up threes, Joe. This guy.
See,
he's a
now,
chucker.
This is no good. How is DeRozan gonna get to 30? They got 22 points. What's he doing?
He's not gonna get to 30, Joe.
Carmen, you're amazing. You really are. I come
He's
out.
He's not gonna get to 30.
Moose. I mean,
let me ask you.
Basketball. You should be excited.
How many times has he gotten to 30 this year?
That's insignificant.
It's not insignificant. How many times has he gotten to 30 this year?
Off the top of my head, I would say, how many games have they played? 17?
They've played 21 games.
He's gotten there at least 21. He's gotten there at least 12.
30 points.
Yeah, 30.
You think he's gotten there at least 12 times in 21 games?
Yeah, kid's on fire.
You want the real number?
Yeah, give me the real number.
Zero.
Tonight's the night.
And what was his number for 30? What'd you pay for that?
30 was plus 390, I think.
So think about that. You're getting the same price for him to get 30 points tonight, and he hasn't done it once this year as you're getting for Kawhi in the late night game, and he's at least done it three or four times.
I'm on Kawhi. I did Kawhi and Paul George. Five threes and Kawhi 30. 25 pace, 545. Let's go. Vamos.
Wow.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. Joe says, tonight's the night.
You get me involved in all these stuff. Like, you know, like these, like I just start throwing money at these games. Yeah, fast and loose.
Fast and loose, baby. That's what
fast
it's all about.
This Kobe White's carrying us. Where is DeRozan? I don't understand. They got 25 points. He's the point guard.
DeRozan's a no-show, huh?
I need you to penetrate, guy. I need you to penetrate. Look crossover. You tap two-step. Let's go. Vamos.
There is hockey tonight.
What can I get involved in? What do you want to do?
Tampa's up 2-0 on the Penguins. Okay.
I was right about the Red Wings the other night.
You were right about the Red Wings the other night. Tampa leads Pittsburgh 2-0. They're in the second. And Florida leads Dallas 3-1 late in the second. We have Vegas and St. Louis coming up at the top of the hour. And then Carolina and Edmonton late night out there. There was 7 earlier, Joe, and now 6.5.
I'm looking through the college hoops right now. I got the South Carolina game on. This is a dogfight. This is going to be...
Oh, did you flip it on? You found it?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
What is that, on SEC Network or something? Or ACC Network? Who's got that game?
I don't know. It's one of the ACC Network.
It's one of them.
It's one of them.
Yeah, well, Clemson's home, so ACC Network. Quad boxed it?
I think so, yeah. No, I do. I'm looking. Ohio State lost another guy today.
Did they?
Yeah. So I think the backup running back left. So,
man, rats off the ship, man. I mean, it is just
dropping like flies.
Now, what has that done to these numbers? Because
these lines are crazy. I mean, how you flip a coin on what you get, right? I mean, I'll tell you this. I'm looking at these games right now. I like Fresno. I'm going after Pavia. I'm going
Missouri's now favored over Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game. That's the lock of the century. Everybody's on that game.
You know Eli wants that game.
It's my master locker year. Motivation versus, you know, attrition.
Motivation versus attrition.
I could see the writing on the wall. Everybody's
you agree with me about, but you agree with me about Wyoming.
Yeah, I like Wyoming.
They're going to send Craig Bull out in winter.
Carver, I sort of like this a fishy line too. I sort of like the over in Vatek Tulane, 7.5 for that game. 46 and a hook. Telling me we can't get 47 points, 27-20 there?
And what'd they do? They promoted, like, the offensive coordinator or something to the job?
Yep.
right? Tulane.
I might alt it. Hang on. Everybody's on Vatek. 82% of the bets on Tulane. Lay it.
Yeah, that's that right there, Joe, is another in, you know, one of those games where people just see ranked team. Tulane last year beat USC. And you're right. That's a big and listen, we're still so early in this. There's not a lot of bets yet on it.
I like the over there.
82% of the bets are on Tulane, and 65% of the money's on Virginia Tech.
No, there you're right. You're right. It's still. I'm still taking the over. I love that over. Could we get a fast track there? Could we get a fast track? Can you give me? Well, can you guarantee me a fast track?
That's in. Where is that game?
I don't know. I'm checking.
I have it here. I have my master sheet.
Your master sheet?
Yes. I put this together every bowl season.
Let's not forget conference championship Saturday. 9-1. 9-1. 9-1. We went parabolic on conference championship Saturday.
That's the military bowl. That's played at Navy's place in Annapolis.
Oh, that's a fast track. I love it. Fast and loose.
Might not be a fast track on December the 27th. Could be a snowstorm.
Nah, Carver, that's a turf field. We're good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I mean, it might not exactly going to be a nice sunny day, maybe.
Fast and loose. Tulane ain't going to be happy to be there. Kids from the South down there in the bayou.
I hate these games in baseball stadiums, too. They have all these games in baseball stadiums.
I love the baseball stadiums. The baseball, where's the pinstripe bowl? You see that pinstripe bowl?
The bad boy mowers pinstripe bowl?
Yeah.
Miami minus 2.5.
Over who?
Rutgers.
Well, I don't have it on the thing, that's why.
I know, because you're in Jersey.
Yeah.
I haven't
really geared up. I've been. I already have my master lock. Now, the master lock has lost the last 2 years. Close
yes.
Game.
Now, 2 years ago was the Air Force Louisville game.
Yes, I should have taken the over.
And then last year was the Arkansas-Kansas game, right?
Now, let me just say.
Was that the master lock game?
I got screwed with the Arkansas game.
Forget if you got screwed or not. Was that the master lock game last year?
It was the master lock. I cashed out a half of the bet, though, I tell you that. When they were up by 26, I cashed out. And that replay official should not be anywhere near a football stadium. His ass, his elbow, the back of his head, that kid was down. I mean, really, robbed. You know what? I put out the tweets.
I know. Got robbed that day. So the master lock needs a big comeback this year. I mean, it's 0-2.
No, this is a race.
You really pushed all the chips in that Air Force Louisville game 2 years ago.
This is we're not even joking around. This is a triple, right? Master Crypto Lock Bowl special. Forget the past. Put your ex away, okay? Put it in the past. It's in the rearview mirror. We're only looking forward to the rainbow and the pot of gold. Okay? Master Triple Lock Crypto Special.
I know already know which game it is.
What game is it, hero?
How about this? I bet I can guess the game in... How many? Give me three guesses?
Three. All right, three guesses.
I bet I could guess the game in three guesses, because I know who the bell cows are, and you're going to go to a bell cow.
Backs against the wall.
All right, my first guess.
Good.
LSU over Wisconsin.
It is, isn't it?
No. Is it? You got to tell me if I got it. I knew.
I swear.
It isn't?
No, it's not.
It's up there, though. It's up there. I know that it is.
Trust me, that tickled my fancy a little bit.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot to do on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Boom! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Little POD there.
Ooh.
From Matias. How about that?
Here comes DeRozan.
Yeah. The long road to 30. Wizards still lead the Sixers, Joe. 95-89. Late in the third quarter.
They're shell shocked after they lost it all.
I mean, this number's going down. I mean, at some point, we got to take Philly, right?
No, I'm not touching.
You know, you're gutless. You really are.
I'm gutless. I'm all in on the hoops tonight. They're calling me Joey Hoops. Joey Silk. Joey Net. Joey, nothing
Joey,
but Net.
Joey Net. Joey Net. We'll do the games tomorrow night in the second hour because, of course, we have the semis out in Vegas for the in-season tournament. And Joe's got to help me figure out if I should take a little slice of the Lakers or not to back up my Bucks ticket that we have going.
See
into.
How we lost that game the other night with the threes? Durant came on fire.
Durant got his. We couldn't get one more from LeBron and D'Angelo Russell. So, unfortunately, Joe, that just didn't go for us. All right, Carver and Lisi on a Wednesday night. Let's check in with Jay and see what he's got going on. Hey, Jay, how are you?
What's up, Jay?
Guys, I love you. I love you very much. I don't get out of the house much, and you make my evening. You're just wonderful. I love the give and take between both of you. I truly mean that. I hope XM, Sirius XM, never get rid of you. Hey, give me some insight into tomorrow night's game, the Steelers and the Patriots. Where are we going with that? Where can we go?
You want to play the exact score 3-0?
Oh, stop.
Thank you, Jay.
What? Over and under.
I can't take the over. I can't. I sort of, Carver's going to think I'm nuts, but I sort of like the points. Carver, I know. I just don't think anybody's going to be on the Patriots tomorrow night. I just don't.
How about a two-leg parlay of the money line and the Steelers money line and the under the point spread?
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. You get plus 148 for that. I think that's honestly, Jay, you know, maybe where I would want to go. What do they have for the Steeler team total? You know,
the weather report.
17.5, maybe.
I got 18.5 here. I would actually play this. Believe it or not, I think the Steelers are going to win, but I don't think they're going to get to 20 points. And it's 18.5. I would maybe take the under on the Steeler team total. Remember, the last 3 weeks, Patriots have given up 10, 10, and 6, and somehow lost all three of those games. Their defense is playing really well right now, and the Steelers have Trubisky in there. I think it's a dead under game. I don't mind the way you're thinking, Jay, with taking the Steelers and the under together on the money line. It's not a bad
play. It's going to be cold, too. 41 tomorrow. 41.
That's balmy here in Pennsylvania. It's balmy here in Pennsylynia.
Yeah, that's nothing. 41 is nothing.
I love you both very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Jay, we appreciate it,
love
Jay. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. That's great.
You know who else?
I'll take the points.
And I know we're going to do the SGP in the second hour, Joe, obviously.
Right.
I got to tell you, we might have to key in on, and I know you don't like this guy, but we might have to key in on Zeke because there's no more Ramondre Stevenson. He's finished. He's it. He's the bell cow now, Joe. Nobody else. They got nobody else.
I just feel, we got to go tight ends, I think, in that game. Not Freiermuth because he's coming off that huge performance against Cincinnati. I think we might. I mean, is Hunter Henry?
Yeah, but Freiermuth did nothing. Well, then again, nobody did. Freiermuth did nothing against Arizona last week.
Well, the whole team did nothing, Carter.
I know.
That was a gutless performance coming out. I mean, to hear Jaylen Warren say that they overlooked that team. I mean, fighting for a division title, fighting for a wild card. How do they overlook the Cardinals?
You know, let's remember this too, Joe. I saw that Najee Harris had Njoku on my mind for some reason for the Browns. Harris questionable. He didn't practice due to a knee injury. He's listed as questionable for Thursday night. So that could get a lot more Jalen Warren.
Yeah,
involvement.
I mean, we're limited with this game. I mean,
well, because there's a few problems here with when we do this SGP next hour. There's a couple problems. Number one, you know, the Patriots aren't going to announce who the quarterback is. We know it's going to be Zappe.
Yeah, they have a number up for Zappe already.
Do they?
Yeah, 154.5.
Wow, they don't have any numbers up though for Zeke in the backfield.
They have no receivers for New England, and it's not
or running backs
because they suck. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but they usually put a few guys up. They put Hunter Henry up. They usually have a couple guys up.
We got nothing.
I'm going to have to check some other books, Joe. I'm going to have to get some kind of numbers here.
I mean, we're limited on what we have here. We got absolutely nothing.
Well, it's going to be an underway anytime.
We're going to have to stick and move. Stick and move. Let's be like Mayweather. I don't want any. And promise me, I want something good. We're hot. We're hot. We hit it.
We hit it last night. Week. We hit last it last week. Week.
Exactly. We got to keep that Joe Mo going. What do you want to do?
We'll figure it out. We got some time. We're going to do it next hour.
Fast and loose. Two more selections. Gad, I'll give you. You know where I'm going for the crypto? What was it?
Oh, yes. I forgot. I got to pick this. Right. So I picked LSU. You said no. Now, I'm gonna do
it's top three, but it's not. That's
okay.
Not.
Well, I'm gonna take this next one. I'm gonna go to one more bell cow, and then I got one that's maybe a little off the board that I think you might like. But I don't tell me you're gonna make Joey Maguire the three diamond star.
No.
Play.
No,
okay.
I would never. No.
All right. I had to ask, because, I mean, you just kept digging the shovel with that guy, you're digging in the ground all year with him. I figured you'd go down. One final time. I mean, and you still might. It's just not your five diamond beat your bookie over the head lock of the year.
The 90% conference championship on the line with that pick. I'll tell you, one's off the radar. It's down to two games. Down to two games.
Yeah, if there's an off the radar game, it's probably one of these early games.
He knows me so well.
It's one of these early games, and I feel like there's a few.
Go ahead.
There's a few opportunities here. I know you want to go after killing this New Mexico State team.
Yeah, I've said it too many times, so I'm not. You know, no, it's not that game. Come on, one is in the year. I'm down to two. I haven't decided. It's one a little bit later. It's never like the semifinals or any. It's
no.
It's right. One's right before the semifinals, like a couple of days before, and one is very early. And I'm down to both. I haven't figured it out yet.
You said you like this Memphis Iowa State game a lot, right? You like Memphis getting the 7.5 in Memphis?
That's not it. No, I'll give you one more shot. You want me to tell you the game?
I already had three swings, so I guess you're going to have to tell me at this point.
All right, so the early game that I'm looking at, and obviously we're not going to put out the pick yet, UTSA Marshall.
Okay. Now, was it last year that UTSA, I took them, didn't they play San Diego State? Was it 2 years ago or last year when they played them? In that Frisco bowl.
San Diego State won the bowl game last year, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They beat UTSA in Texas, the Texas
yes,
bowl.
Yes, and remember, everyone was on UTSA. Hey, UTSA, look at this. yeah, the Frisco bowl
or whatever. One of
they. Oh, no, that's this year they're playing in the Frisco bowl. I'm sorry, 2 years ago, Joe, Frisco bowl, they lost 38-24 to San Diego State.
Right.
2021 okay. Frisco Bowl. Last year they played in the Cure Bowl and they lost to Troy 18-12. Remember the total was like 65 and they only had 40 points in the game?
Yes.
30 points,
excuse
me. That's
one. Okay.
All right, so what's your other one?
The other one?
A late one?
No, December 29th, the rolling hills of Texas.
Yeah, you think Oregon State's completely dead. You just think they have...
I didn't say that. Yeah, who said Oregon State's completely dead?
Because everybody, you talk about
maybe,
the cupboard
maybe
being
it's
bare.
Not, maybe it's not a team. Oh, wink, wink. Maybe it's
or
not
the,
a team.
Or the under, you think nobody's going to score. I know, yeah, I remember you said this the other day, the total in that game you loved.
No, I'm down to two. Only time will tell where Joe Lisi goes for his picks. Hero. I mean, I'm starting to really like, and we'll put it out a little bit later, but I really like this Va-Tech game. It's very, it's juicy. It's tangy. It's that's something I could take a bite out of. You know?
I think Oregon's going to completely mash Liberty.
Look at you, hero.
They're going to take it out on, they're going to give them a, they're going to send a message.
They're going to send a message, huh? Huh? They're going to send a message like, hey.
You put us in this, you
money,
put us in this
right?
dopey game with
money.
Liberty.
Bash
you put us in this dopey game with Liberty. We're going to take it out on someone. The Sixers are now up two. You missed the boat. Now the Sixers are up two. Believe this?
What are my Bulls doing? Let me see. Huh?
Bulls are up 13.
Smash them. Smash them.
I might take
up
the
13.
Hornets here. 12 and a
clear
half.
Clear sailing. Too far ahead to lose.
I might have to try them live.
Who are you taking? The Hornets? You're gutless. You go against me, I swear.
I swear. You go against me, I swear.
You go against your partner. I'll tell you what. He won't tell me if he does. He'll do it on the sly. I know. I could see you walking down, you know, hey, Freddie wants his money. You're 5 days late. Billy Club. Bam! Bam!
I think I am going to take this this Clipper-Denver game tonight.
I'm already on it. Paul George.
It's now flipped to Nuggets minus one. It was Clippers minus one and a half this afternoon.
Well, let's just hope that the big two step up. I mean, he was minus 186 to hit 2.5 threes. I mean, really? That's basically saying that he's going to get three. If he can get three, he can get five. Did you see this basketball game? Larinaga. Miami was up 21-0 at the start of the. They were up 42-12 against Long Island. You want to play, you want to play Chaminade? I mean, what are we doing here?
Wait, that's got to be just about over, right? What was the final
first
in that?
First half, 49-18.
All right.
Yeah, 97-49 they won. I mean, really.
Yeah,
Long Island University, 1-7. Well, you want to play anybody? I mean,
well, I mean, to be fair, Joe, I can't get on them because, I mean, they were just at Kentucky last week. So, I don't mind. You can't play a tough one every night. As long as you sprinkle in some heavies, I'm fine with it. If you play absolutely nobody in November and December, then I got a problem. But if you're playing some tough games, you could sprinkle in a Long Island or a Sacred Heart every now and then. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah!
Oh! Steel Dragon!
There it is. Rockstar.
Love it.
Your boy Luka going off, Joe. Meanwhile, Sixers are now up 5 on the Wizards, so we missed a boat on that one. As they were down 5 or 6 late in the third quarter, we should have jumped on them. But I think the lowest they got was minus 140 money line. Now they're going to win by 10 probably in cover. Mavs are up 31-21 on the Jazz in the first quarter, Joe. Let me just tell you the Luka Doncic line so far in the first quarter.
Go ahead.
He's 6 of 8 from the floor.
Great.
4 of 5 from 3. 4 boards, 5 assists. He's got 16 points in 8 minutes, and they're up 31-21. Luka having a night.
Yeah, I'm never on him when he has these nights. Never.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever he breaks out for these 50s, you know.
I think a lot plays in tonight, Joe, that all these teams are fresh and have had 4 days off. Every single one of them. Nobody's played since Saturday.
Yeah, but now I'm sticking on DeRozan, and this guy can't get out of
DeRozan's a hump. I mean, I'm talking about a world-class player, and you're talking about a hump.
What's with Terry Rozier tonight? He's got back pain? No threes.
Terry Rozier. What's with Terry Rozier tonight?
I don't understand. Terry Rozier, not
Scary
one.
Scary Terry?
I mean, come on with these guys.
DeRozan's still stuck on the deuce, huh?
With no, he's 2 minutes eight. What do you mean?
I just looked at it and said he had two. I guess I got to update my page here. Carver Lisi, we got another hour to go. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.